We're treating a couple of your neighbors down here. We're their bug guys. We do the Hudsons and the Mitchells and what's that? What, the other door? Okay, you bet. How you doing?
The Hudsons, okay?
Yeah, what's that?
The Hudsons are next door.
Yeah, I know. I was popping over to let you guys know what was going on.
Oh, okay.
We do work in here for a bunch of people, both the Hudsons as well as a few of the other neighbors
up
there.
Okay.
That's
okay.
I just figured your dog was trying to escape or something.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure he doesn't fly out the door and jump some people.
Yeah.
Okay, we're with the early under 20.
Oh, are you?
Right now,
oh, okay.
So, but thanks anyway.
Okay. Yeah, we just were getting a lot of wasps up here this year, but
yeah,
is that what you guys called Ehrlich out for originally? Was wasps?
They just come because we're under contract.
Oh, gotcha. So. Yeah, is this the first year that they've been treating you guys?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, I'm actually pretty familiar with Ehrlich. I know they do a pretty decent service, but we're kind of a smaller local company just down the road. And there's actually a few things that I include that I know Ehrlich doesn't typically include, and we do it for a little less where we're smaller.
Okay.
I know they do a really good job, like on the inside and around the perimeter.
Yeah.
But one thing that I do for these guys that's a little bit different is when I treat the exterior, we actually get up on the house with a big extendable brush.
Okay.
We remove all of these webs off the outside here as well. Up on the top, a lot of times we'll see those paper wasps.
Yeah.
And so rather than just spot treating, I actually treat every inch of all your eaves, both upper and lower, all the way around. As well, some people that have pools, we'll see wasps getting into the fences.
Yeah.
And so I have them treat that kind of preventatively as well. Like on the deck, we'll treat the rails. And then I also granulate out a little bit further than what they normally treat.
Okay.
But you guys are doing a quarterly seasonal treatment, right?
Twice. We call them out any time, but twice yearly.
Oh, okay. Our seasonal treatment, we actually do it for quite a bit less than Ehrlich. I'm pretty familiar with them because I've got a bunch of clients that I treat now that they used to get service with them.
Yeah. Okay.
I know some of the people were just kind of annoyed because they'd been raising their rates every year.
Yeah,
but
yeah, look at them.
Right.
Quite honestly, we're not right. Bothered by pests. I mean, I really want to keep the mice under control when we've been.
Sure.
And that, they've done a good job with that. They've got those little traps. And,
right.
And I don't think we have that much of a problem because we're not like fully empty.
Right, and I know they do a pretty good job. I do the mice as well. The biggest difference is that you get a little bit more work done, but because I come up and I do a whole bunch of houses all together like this, we do it for a lot less than our regular rate, which is quite a bit less than what I know Ehrlich charges.
Yeah, because to be honest, I'm not a big fan of like wholesale pesticide. We've got kids, I don't want like a lot on spraying all around the house. So I usually don't really have to bother with the outside, except if they've got granules, so they were out of granules last time.
To be honest with you, like usually where you would encounter the products more is on the inside, and usually like if we do a thorough service outside, you a lot of times won't even need it done inside.
Yeah.
Because that's typically where. Yeah, and I don't like spray everywhere. I just kind of target areas we know are going to be the most effective. And so, of course, I'll spray around the perimeter similar to what they do.
Yeah.
But I do get up and I treat up on the eaves, you know, which is obviously the kids aren't going to be like up in the eaves. But I treat up there because part of the reason you get like spiders that come out and hunt like this is when they're inside your walls like this, up high, the foundation treatment doesn't always kill them, and they'll come out of these little gaps.
Sure. Just let you go out. It's okay, honey. It's going to scratch the door.
But they'll.
I'll just pick her up.
Sure. They a lot of times they'll come out of these little gaps. I mean,
right.
You can see it like where he's kind of half hanging out of this corner here.
Yeah.
And so part of the reason we do that treatment up high is because it'll actually get rid of the spiders underneath as they come out to hunt. So because a lot of times they'll hide underneath your siding.
There's a lot of big spiders. But,
it is quite a bit less as far as the price, just because we're not like a big regional company all over the place like they are.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want, I can show you what I'm charging the neighbors, just so you can kind of compare the two services. And they're coming out. How often did you say? A couple times a year, or something?
I normally caught them. I think one extra time this year because I think my husband's body saw them out.
Okay. And it was primarily mice that you had originally called them out for?
Yeah, we had them at our old house. We lived in Westchester, like 5 minutes from here. And when we moved in, I assumed we didn't have mice.
Gotcha.
And then I saw one run across, because we hadn't lived in this area for a while. So then I was petrified, like we were going to get mice here. So it was more just preventative.
Okay. Do you guys get ants, too? I know some of my clients in here
get ants.
Too bad.
Every once in a while I get a few little ones in the laundry room, and I just put out, to be honest, a little ant trap myself.
Gotcha.
Done with it.
Okay.
Yeah, we get big spiders, and I just don't want the mice to come back. But otherwise,
right.
I'm pretty much let things go because I don't really, like I said, I don't like a lot of spray. So it's,
right.
If I see a wasp up high, to be honest, I just let it go. Unless I think it's good. Like you're saying, in the pool, we have had them in the fence, and that's not good because the kids go in and out.
Right.
And in our last place, we had them on the deck, and, that was bad.
Our products are actually a little bit different, too, because we carry a full line of organic products that I know Ehrlich doesn't really... Really
okay. Yeah, it's the first thing like that, because I'm even careful with, the lawn stuff.
Right.
We've got a lawn service.
If you look on your service sheet, and I've looked at a bunch of theirs when I've switched people over, they use a product called Suspend, which is, it's got an active ingredient called deltamethrin in it.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a bad product per se, but for certain critters like ants, it's not always necessarily the best product,
sure.
Which is probably part of the reason you still get them kind of seasonally.
Yeah.
We use a different type of active ingredient, and it has an additional protective agent on it because it has what's called a microencapsulated coating.
Okay.
The products don't work through evaporation, and mammals, they lack the specific enzyme that breaks down the coating on this stuff, so it makes it a lot safer because it basically stays sealed in there.
Good, yeah.
Do you know what the square footage on your house is?
It's probably 5,000 square feet.
Okay. Yeah, most of our clients up here are over 4,000.
Yeah.
Anything over 4,000, normally we do an initial at 215.
Okay.
But with the group, because we do so many people up here, we go ahead and waive that.
Okay.
We do it for 105. But then I include just a wasp prevention in areas that are kind of problematic, the pool.
Mm-hmm.
As well, we actually will clean off all the webs as we do that, just so you're not out here trying to blast them down with the hose.
Yeah, that is true.
And then I actually do a little bit of the tick work, too, because with all the deer up here, we do get deer ticks on occasion. So, but it includes a protection for carpenter ants, the small ants. Like I say, most of the work is just kind of up around the house on the exterior here.
Mm-hmm.
But this this product that we use on the foundation with that coating, it actually helps it to last longer. So the residual is actually a little bit better than that Suspend that they're using.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So, but you're probably paying, $200, $250 or something like that per treatment?
We don't pay, I direct debit it out of the account.
Oh, they're doing a monthly billing? Yep.
Okay.
If you broke it down on an annual basis, my guess is you're probably paying closer to $500, $600. Does that sound about right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I only charge $105. We do a seasonal treatment too.
Yeah.
The products are not really designed to last for more than about 90 days on the outside though. And so we've actually found that this quarterly gives you a better result. But where we put you on with a bunch of people, we keep it at that 105. So on an annual basis, you're only paying 420.
Yeah, that is a little less than
paying. And then, quite frankly, you actually get more work because, we do more services for one in the year. Of course, I offer the free callbacks in between. So if you ever have an issue with mice or any of the other critters, we just have you give us a call.
Sure.
And we come back for free.
Okay.
Sometimes with mice, too, part of the reason I have them coming a little more frequently with that quarterly is sometimes if you get a new batch of mice coming in, it helps us to be out here on those quarterlies because we can kind of problem solve and move the gear around a little bit more frequently if we need to. So, and then of course, like we come in and do an inspection, and if you ever needed stuff done for mice inside, that's included. I include work inside anywhere if you ever needed it for any of the critters.
Sure. I think I'll think about it. It is definitely less. To be honest, I get along pretty well with the guy that does early. I've been in the other house, so I'm a little bit only because of him, and he's been great, and because my parents, I feel bad canceling on his part. I really don't care.
You get a little more thorough work done. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm obviously, like, if you're friends with the guy, you know, that's one thing.
Well, I'm not, like, personal. But he's a nice guy, and he's done a good job. So, nothing, it's not personal friends,
right?
But, we do have a rental house at the one we left 5 minutes from here, and I don't have any coverage on that.
Okay.
And it's probably 2,500 square feet, and I feel a bit guilty. I canceled the early because I was trying to save costs.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't want them because it's now been in there about 2 years.
They're just, like, 5 minutes down the road, you said?
Between Birmingham and New Street.
Okay, yeah.
So, but do you have a car or anything? Because I do have to go.
Yeah. If you want, I could have them. I'd do that same group rate where they're just, a couple minutes down the road for your rental house if you guys want it.
Yeah, let me talk to my husband. And then, do you have any way to contact you? Or?
Sure. If you want, I'm pretty sure he'd probably have questions for me anyway. I could probably hang on if you want to do it.
Liam? Hey, sweetie, are you on your way home? Okay, we'll see you in a bit. Bye. He's on his way home, but...
Oh, your husband is?
Yeah, he comes from college. Anyway,
I was going to be out here just trying to fill a couple of my spots in between my other ones, and I could just pop back over here in a few minutes, and he gets home. That way, if he has any questions...
Really, he doesn't
handle
his
bills. Oh, he doesn't want to handle it?
The whole thing with the rental of this house, so... Not that he doesn't care, I just...
Right. Gotcha. Well, if you want, I'm going to have him out here the next couple days, and I could just have him pop over to the rental, and I'd do it for that 105, so it's pretty close.
Even though it's less square footage, or no, it's like 2,500?
I'd just have him compensate by doing a little extra work, like out in the yard. Is it kind of a newer house or an older one?
No, it's one of those typical. Have you been down General Howe? Like, have you done that shortcut?
I know what you're talking about generally, but I just...
No, it's like a typical 70s house. The four bedrooms upstairs. Really, the basement is very tiny because when you pull into the garage, you actually go into the basement, which sounds strange. It's half a basement. I guess the box. Sorry, maybe you want to step into the kitchen.
I'd have him compensate by maybe coming in and doing like a targeted treatment in the garage for like spiders that have kind of come in and built up over the years.
Yeah, and I think I'd want to call the tenants first and just say, "Could this be okay? I don't want to alarm her or anything."
Sure.
So okay, well, I think that would be probably the best. And, like I said, early since I'm in pajama.
Right.
Somewhat friends with, so I don't really
want
to cancel
with
him. But the other house, perhaps.
If you want, I could probably hang on if you wanted to call the tenants just to see if... I was trying to be as efficient as possible.
I know. I don't really want to call them right now because, one, I don't even know where the number is. I have to find it. And, two, I might know if my daughter is there.
I could call you back later this evening.
Maybe later this week. We just got home from a trip as well last week, so I'm like, to be honest, on my list.
Okay, just give me a call. I'm the route manager up here, and my business card has my cell on there.
So are
just
you the
give
owner
me a call.
As well?
No, there's two co-owners. Josh and Andrew are the co-owners, but I've worked for them for kind of a long time.
Sure. I think it's. I mean, it's a good idea because Ehrlich does charge a lot. Quite honestly, if they do it up one more time, I'll be calling you because it is.
And I know that's the main thing. I know that they had been raising it every year,
basically, for the most part.
Right. Yeah, and we're kind of a smaller company. We try to, provide a little more thorough service, and we try to do it for a little more economically, so.
Yeah.
All right, well, take it easy.
Be careful how much you have to drive.
Okay, gotcha.
See you later.
See ya.